On today's Locked On Senators, Ridly Gregg shines in his NHL debut, a 2-1 Ottawa Senators win over the New York Islanders.
But unfortunately, it didn't come without cost, Ross, as Cam Talbot leaves this game halfway through with a lower body injury. What are the Ottawa Senators going to do in the crease?
And they need something because a back-to-back is coming up against the Leafs and Habs. We'll get into all that, and it's brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn and get started today. This is the Locked On Senators podcast. It's your team every day.
Your Locked On Senators, your daily podcast on the Ottawa Senators. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
I'm Jake Sanderson, and you're listening to Locked On Senators Podcast.
I'm Tim Stützle, and you're listening to the Locked On Senators Podcast.
Welcome inside episode 722 of the Locked On Senators Podcast. I'm Ross Levitan on the outskirts of enemy territory in Winnipeg, Manitoba, alongside Brandon Piller up in the Blue Mountains. Thank you for making us your first listen on this Thursday, January 26th. The show is free and available on all platforms, and find us on YouTube as well. You can find Ridly Gregg by the net, 8 shots on goal in a 2-1 win for the Ottawa Senators. Pilsy mentioned it, though. Cam Talbot left this game, did not return. Anton Forsberg went in and mopped things up, making a total of 21 saves on 22 shots. Talbot was perfect, 14 for 14 before leaving this game. We'll get to that, but Pilsy, let's start with the highs of this game. Another multi-point game for Claude Giroux, a goal and an assist. Jake Sanderson with 2 assists. We'll get into what that means for Jake Sanderson's rise up to Senators all-time leaders in points by a defenseman. But what was your overall impression now that you've had some time to sleep on last night's game?
Well, it was finally a game that Sens fans could feel proud of. I think the Ottawa Senators have let us down the last couple of weeks here, but this was a good game where, honestly, in all facets, other than Talbot getting injured, I thought the forward core was really good with his shuffled lines, adding Ridly Gregg in to kind of give a burst of energy to that top six. I thought the D-core played well, even though we were very nervous about Nick Holden playing as a top pair defenseman. I thought he had a good game. And even though Talbot gets injured, he has a great game. And then Forsberg comes in and he played really solid as well. In fact, I would say this game goes to overtime if it's not for Anton Forsberg's really good play at the end of the game where he makes 2 amazing saves when the Islanders have their net pulled. So all around, that was a good team effort and a great 2-1 win.
And one of those saves was on a one-timer from JG Pageau. So it was good to see him get over there, make it look easy, no rebounds. Just when Forsberg's at his best, he's so athletic. We know that he can kick saves out. It's what does his rebound control look like? And last night, it was exceptional. And Varlamov was every bit as good. The Senators threw 38 shots on goal. They only get the 2, but they kept at it. They kept at it. And DJ Smith's system, we know that it's been under the microscope, but when they have a lead, they're able to shut it down. And I do appreciate that about the system. They get their first goal of the game for the first time in 5, and then they were able to double that up with the early second period marker as well. Now, the Ottawa Senators, we know, have struggled in the third period recently. No goals, just a nice, clean, even slate. The power play came through on the Giroux goal and pretty much set up the first goal as well. Gave them the offensive zone time. I just tweeted out at Sen Central in all capital letters, even strength goal, knowing damn well that it's 3 seconds removed.
I was going to say, almost should be an asterisk on that one. But hey, it is good to get that monkey off their back, as this is a team that does not score very often 5-on-5. And like you mentioned, doesn't often open the scoring for games either.
It's like when a guy's on a slump and he gets a goal off a shin pad, off a helmet, off a guy's face. Doesn't matter how. It's the fact that it goes in the net as an even strength goal. It counts. And hopefully the Senators can keep that rolling. Right, we have to keep in mind the Islanders are a low-scoring team in itself. It looks like they're skating in quicksand. And I felt so vindicated last night, Pilsy, after the game. Shane Pinto said, our game plan today was to play fast. That was my key to victory, and they did. They certainly looked like they were on another level from this Islanders team when it came to puck possession, when it came to using your speed to your advantage It was just overall a really good game for the Ottawa Senators. But what do they do now? We'll save that for a little bit later on with the back-to-back coming up. And DJ Smith said Cam Talbot is in all likelihood going to be out until after the All-Star break. The Senators have a 10-day break starting February 1st after next Tuesday's matchup against the Montreal Canadiens. No, not that first matchup, the back-to-back. They play Montreal twice in the next week. And what better time to introduce Ridly Gregg to the NHL? We know his pugilistic self. Would that be a fair way to describe Ridly Gregg?
Pugilistic, word of the day. I have no clue what that word means, Ross.
Somebody actually called you pugilistic. I hope I'm not butchering it. Let's go with word of the day. And he was describing your rant the other day. Remember, we're like pessimistic.
Yeah, I remember that was one of the P words, but I'm not aware of what the meaning of that word is.
Pugilistic. Definition. It is a fighter. There you go. A professional boxer.
Okay.
All right. So he is certainly, I wouldn't say a boxer, but he can get other guys' skin. So what better time to introduce him to the NHL than Montreal, Toronto, Montreal, all coming up right now. 8 shots on goal ties an NHL record, by the way. I think the most impressive part of that is playing on a line with DeBrincat and Giroux. He's like, no, no, guys, I got this.
I'll take the shots.
It's awesome.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, he just has such a tenacity where he's just a creator of chaos, Ross. That's how I described him last night. I feel like that's the best way to describe him, is whether it's physicality or getting pucks to the net or just being hard up against other teams' defenders in the forecheck. Like, he just plays a hard game with a lot of pace, a lot of kind of passion. And yeah, you saw that. 8 shots on goal. It was incredible what he was able to do. And I would say a decent amount of those were solid scoring chances too. They weren't just like, hey, I'm just trying to stuff the stat sheet here. So a great night for Ridly Gregg.
Oh, such a great night. Can't wait to see more of it coming up. And Sens are off today, back on the practice ice, or sorry, the game ice, optional skate, if I could remember correctly.
They're getting on some sort of ice.
They will put their hockey gear on tomorrow for a morning skate ahead. I've told you this before. When they play Wednesday, Friday, it puts me in a complete pretzel.
Yeah, we're all thrown off, yeah.
But, hey, it'll be a fun game. Toronto, first time playing them since the second game of the year. Yeah. That was a 3-2 loss where they tied the game in the last 5 minutes and then fell on a last-minute play. That was where the two guys in their own zone didn't cross, and Justin Hall snuck down and got that goal. Now, it was a great night for Ridly Gregg. It was a great night for the 2020 NHL Draft. All three of the Senators' first-round picks were in action: Tim Stützle, Jake Sanderson, and Ridly Gregg, which reminded me of this tweet I made right after the first round of that 2020 draft. Mark Gregg and Jeff Sanderson were both drafted by the Hartford Whalers in 1990, of course, Ridly and Jake's dad. Now, exactly 30 years later, their sons, who grew up friends, are drafted by the same team. Now, not only that, but then Jake Sanderson gets the secondary assist on Ridly Gregg's first NHL point, and it's scored by Claude Giroux, his childhood idol. Really, it's one of those sports moments where you're like, you can't make this up. You can't write a script. You just have to live it and understand what happens. But let's get in more on Jake Sanderson and what his two assists do to push him up the Sens' all-time rookie points leaderboard. And my question to you, Pilsy, is where could Jake Sanderson end up on this list that has a future Hall of Famer and a few other elite players on it? That's all coming up. You are listening to Locked On Senators.
And today's episode is brought to you by our friends over at FanDuel. It's our newest sponsor. They are the presenting sponsor for today's show, and we are so stoked that they are a partner of the Locked On Podcast Network. Why? Because they're the number one sportsbook in America. It's FanDuel. If you're new to FanDuel, hey, that's even better because they have a great deal for new customers. Join today and you'll get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/lockedon. FanDuel's got all your favorite bets, guys, from moneyline to point spreads to props. Whatever you want, they've got it. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a bigger chance at a bigger payout with same-game parlays. Ross, It was a tough one for me last night. Brady Tkachuk, his shots, I don't know. And Ridley Gregg took up all the shots last night as Brady, the prop, didn't hit. But there's so many other things you can do. I got Claude Giroux points. I knew he was going to get points up against this Islanders team. So you got to mix it around, and they have so many fun props to do, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. So football fans also place $5 bets to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Today's episode is also brought to you by the Glebe Central Pub. You're among friends at the Glebe Central Pub. We love our friends located at the Glebe Central Pub. It's 779 Bank Street, right in the heart of the Glebe. Perfect place to go if you're heading down to Lansdowne. You're going to go see the 67s, or even in the summer, the Red Blacks. You go to the Glebe Central Pub. They got watch parties. I know they're big Arsenal supporters there. I know Sens fans, I feel like it's all Liverpool. But if you want to go get a great atmosphere for soccer on the weekend, go check them out, Glebe Central Pub. They love the Sens just as much as you. The Sens games are always on the TV. And check out their website, glebecentralpub.com, for all of their shuttle details. They got shuttles to and from the CTC, and we have to get going on February 17th. Let us know if you're interested. We're selling tickets for the shuttle. We'll go to and from the game, the party bus, we're calling it, and we'll have an absolute blast ahead of that game and after the game at the CTC against the Chicago Blackhawks. Chris Neal's jersey will go in the rafter, and we will have a fantastic time. Live show coming at the Glebe Central Pub. So check them out today, 779 Bank Street. Make sure you let them know that Locked On Senators sent you, and we will see you at the Glebe Central Pub on February 17th. All right, Pilsy, we got to give a special shout out after last night's 2-1 win for the Ottawa Senators over the New York Islanders. Best goggle video of the year, dare I say?
Yeah, it definitely was very emotional. And Ross, we had kind of pegged that Austin Watson might get it as he hits 4 years of sobriety, an incredible accomplishment for Waddy. Dylan Gambrell did give him his 4-year chip, though. They had a little speech for that. Then we thought, hey, maybe it's going to be Ridley Gregg. First NHL game, he gets a power play point, assist to Claude Giroux. But as this Ottawa Senators team does, they do the classy thing and what's most important for the team, and that's recognizing Bob Jones, who was recently diagnosed with ALS, and everyone is on Bob Jones' side, and we're thinking of the Jones family, and it's great that he's still able to have some normalcy, Ross. It's not like he has to be in the hospital right away or anything like that. He still is part of this team, and I love that the boys showed him the support with the goggles. Looking good, Bob.
Shout out Josh Norris, who handed out the goggles. You know, he said, hey, Gregor, good job. Drake had a great game, I thought, as well. The guys were excited about him, but this was an absolute no-brainer. Great to see Bob Jones get the goggles. And the smile said it all. He said, let's come together as a team. And super emotional, not a dry eye in sight when you saw Bob Jones put those on. So absolutely fantastic stuff by the Ottawa Senators. They just seem to get it off the ice. Now, on the ice, maybe still a work in progress, but we just wanted to give our obviously we discussed it when the news came out, I believe Monday or Tuesday this week, but that was just awesome to see him get the goggles. Sorry, go ahead.
And Ross, before you move on to our next topic here, we did talk with I believe it was Steve G in the postcast. We are going to be making a $100 donation. I'm blanking on which of the charities the Jones family had asked people to donate to. We'll go and check that article, and we will make our $100 donation to that charity, because ALS, it's a really terrible disease, and the more kind of contributions and awareness we can raise, the better.
ALS Society of Canada and the Juvenile Diabetes yes. Research Foundation, Pilsy. So we'll should we split it? Should we do 50-50 then?
Yep, let's do it. And I think we had a Steve G said he would match, and a couple other people in the chat. So there's a couple hundred dollars right there. If there's one thing Sens fans can do, they can band together for a good cause. So love to see that, guys.
Very well said. Yes, absolutely. If anyone wants to get involved, let us know in the comments as well, and we will place that. I think we may as well do it as soon as possible, right? Make that money go to use. So we'll be doing that later today as well, and encourage anyone, if able, to match that as well. Great, great point there. I'm glad you brought that up, Pilsy. Now, one more note on last night's game. We do want to get into Jake Sanderson and then discuss the goaltending situation going into a back-to-back on the weekend. Claude Giroux, goal and an assist. He recorded his 13th multi-point game as an Ottawa Senator. That's already fifth on the Senators' all-time list, Pilsy. Sixth. It's sixth on the Senators' all-time list. Danny Heatley had 29 multi-point games.
Yep.
Alexi Yashin had 19. Daniel Alfredson had 16. Clark MacArthur had 15. And Norm MacIver had 15. Of course, this is all in a single season. But that is so impressive for Claude Giroux to already be in that company for most single-season multi-point games with the Ottawa Senators. So I wanted to shout that out. I thought that he looked fantastic last night. Kind of, you know, protecting Greg in the sense that he didn't have to take any face-offs and was able to discuss things on the ice. But that was awesome. And I'm excited to see those two go well together. We know Pinto's a great player, but Greg's got a little extra speed to him. And I think that's going to benefit because Giroux and DeBrincat aren't the fastest guys out there. I think it's going to be really good for him to see Ridley on that line, at least, I think, for the next three games coming up. Pilsy, Jake Sanderson, star in the making. Now, last night were his 17th and 18th point of the season, and now he's all of a sudden snuck in to the top 10 in most points by a Senators rookie defenseman. He's got 18 points now on the season. The all-time rookie leader is Andre Mazaros, and that might surprise a few, but when you think about the circumstances he came into in 05-06, getting the chance at times to play with Zdeno Chara, his countrymate, it makes a little more sense how Andre Mazaros had 39 points as a rookie in the NHL. Carl Rakunek, rest his soul, 33 points as a rookie. Wade Redden had 30. Erik Karlsson had 26. Thomas Chabot had 25. Sammy Salo and Patrick Wierkoch each had 19. But there you are, Jake Sanderson now at 18 with 35 games left on the season. Just how high do you think he can climb on this list?
Well, we chatted with the Leams Martian about this last night, Ross, and I'm going to side with him on this. Martian said he thinks Jake Sanderson finishes with 35 points this year. I think that's pretty accurate. I'm going to say right around 35 points.
So that means you think he's going to have a higher points per game rate in the second half of the season than the first?
Big time. Yeah, I think, I mean, it's a feeling out process being a defenseman in the NHL. And not only that, Ross, the Ottawa Senators always seem to have a better second half, especially late in the season. So I think he's going to get some of that bump. And he's been on a pretty consistent pace here, and he seems to get better and better. And if he's going to continue to get time, which I assume he will, on that second power play unit, power play 1B, we'll call it.
Oh, 1AA, we said before the
year. Oh, yes, 1AA. Yes, I forgot we were doing that. On power play unit 1AA, I think he's going to start racking up the points here. So, yes, my prediction is 35 points. Ross, where are you at?
I'm closer to 30, and the reason being, we're already at the most Jake Sanderson's ever played in a single season. Before that, it was 44 games.
Yep.
Right? At some point, you're expecting that lull to come, but it just hasn't. There was maybe a few games about a month ago where defensively he was getting beat a little bit more often, which you can notice because he never gets beat and he's 20 years old. It's insane. But when it comes to the long term, but then again, you look at him and he seems to play better with more minutes, and we know he's kind of got that Thomas Chabot level stamina. So I am curious to see what goes on the rest of the year. I think he's probably good for a few more goals, though, right? He's only got 2 goals in 47 games, and one of them went off a foot, his first NHL goal. So I think maybe he finishes 5 goals, 25 assists type thing, which would still put him in great company here on this list. I just don't know. I don't think he's going to challenge Mazaros. Do you, at 39?
No, I don't think he's going to get that far. I'll say for sure he passes Karlsson and probably passes Redden.
Okay. Well, this is something to monitor. Next time we bring this up, though, will be when he passes Erik Karlsson, because I think that's like a pretty good indicator. Now, Karlsson played about 60 games that year, so we'll see how many games it takes Jake Sanderson to match that 26 points from Erik Karlsson. When Erik Karlsson did that, the Senators were still in a transitional phase. They hadn't even gotten to Craig Anderson, but now that Craig's come and gone in a decade, what's next with Cam Talbot out for the next three games? We'll touch on that and a little bit of a preview. What can we expect? Obviously, we'll dive in to the Toronto Maple Leafs tomorrow, but what can we expect from this weekend back-to-back? All that's coming up. You are listening to Locked On Senators. Hey, Pilsy. So the Ottawa Senators get 2 points, much needed, just to stop the bleeding, feel good, all that.
Yeah.
But it really did nothing in the standings.
Oh, yeah. The standings, I'm not even that concerned. I mean, the Sens are still 11 points back here, but that's just it, Ross. This team needed a boost. They needed a spark that Ridly Gregg provided. They had a feel-good story, and it was nice for Sens fans. Something nice for us, for
just
once.
Just a little treat.
Yeah.
But it was a treat that came at a cost. Pilsy, you've got what I'm calling a hot take, a pugilistic take coming up.
Whoa, hey, those are pugilistic words you got there.
What do you do with the goalies this weekend?
For me, Ross, this doesn't even seem like that hot of a take. I think this is the common sense take, honestly. Like, this is the lukewarm take. I haven't even put this take in the oven. The oven's not even preheated. This is just all ready to go, ready to serve. You only have one option. Right now, Kevin Mandolese is the only other goalie that can play in the NHL in this organization. Mad Sogard is injured. I'm pretty sure Antoine Bebo is also injured. And now Cam Talbot is likely going to miss the other games. That leaves you with Anton Forsberg and Kevin Mandolese as your tandem. Now, this won't be the first time Mando will be coming up to the NHL, as he sat on the bench for a couple of games. But there's a back-to-back scenario here. And wouldn't it be a nice story, Ross, if the Quebec native could get a game up against the Montreal Canadiens? And that would be the second part of this back-to-back. It's at home. I think you start Forsberg up against the Leafs in Toronto, and then you give Mando a start up against the Montreal Canadiens on Saturday. I mean, it's a big thing, Hockey Night in Canada, rivalry. Both these teams are evenly matched. And yes, Mando's numbers in the AHL haven't been absolutely stellar, but we've seen other goalies come from the AHL with less than great numbers, and they've succeeded. And Mando doesn't have to do it for a 23-game stretch, Ross. Honestly, he probably just has to do it just this one game. So that's what I'm going with here. I know you think it's spicy here, but I think a spicier thing would be you already have all these goalie injuries and you're going to push Forsberg to play 2.5 games in 3 nights. That's not what I'd be doing.
Why 2.5 games?
Well, he just played half a game.
Oh, fair. But not 3 nights then. It would be 4. No, 4 nights.
Yeah, okay, 4 nights. Yes, 4 nights.
People forget that the Andrew Hammond Hamburglar run started against the Montreal Canadiens. Are you telling me that Kevin Mandolese is going to come in and chomp and eat and get all – is that a good Hamburglar reference, by the way?
No, I don't know.
gobble. But Mando, dude, speaking of Montreal's farm team, too, he just made 33 saves against them last night. Scott Sabourin scored the OT winner, 2-1 win.
And the Habs are basically an AHL team.
I mean, they really are. No Cole Caulfield, no Juraj Slafkovský, even though he should have been in the AHL already. Lots of injuries dealing with on that Montreal side. You know what? I'm talking myself into it, but I think it's more so just because I love Mando and I want to see him succeed. My requirement that he just passed is that the game's not in Montreal. I think that could have been – that's a big stage and a big moment. But at home, I don't know. I've heard crazier things, but I would still roll with Forsberg 2 games. I really don't see why it should be an issue.
No one does that in the NHL, Ross. No one plays back-to-back games. Find me the last time a goalie did it.
Oh, that's – I'm sure that we've seen a goalie do it this year. Hasn't happened for Ottawa, though.
Yeah, it doesn't happen for a good reason. It's not a good idea. And Ross, we can even go down to Belleville. Remember what happened to Matt Sogard when he played back-to-back games when you were calling those games in Manitoba? First game, awesome. Second game, not great. Not only does their performance go down drastically, Ross, but the chance for injury skyrockets, in my opinion. And you could say, oh, these guys are professionals. They're supposed to be loose. They're blah, blah, blah. But what happens if Anton Forsberg gets injured in this game? Sure, the All-Star break's coming up, but what if it's something more serious? And look, if this team was in a spot where every point matters and they're battling for a wild card spot, sure, desperate times call for desperate measures. But this team is not in that position. It's more about feel-good stories. Mando getting a start up against Montreal at home Saturday night, I think that would be an incredible story. So that's what I'm going for, and I think it's the most logical option here.
All right, I'm in. Mando against Habs at home. Let's go. And you know why? That's selfish too, because if he does well, we'll have him on next week and then reminisce over it. Absolute beauty. If you missed our interview with Mando over the summer, this guy, he gets it. My favorite interviews are the ones where we just chat afterwards with them, and Mando is just an all-time good guy. You know who else is a good guy? Mitch Owen. Want to shout out Mitch Owen for taking care of those tickets, and Brad Omel for getting them out. Mitch tweeted out a photo of him and the seats at the game. And stay tuned. More giveaways to come. Thanks to our friends at Shawarma Palace, we're going to be giving away tickets to the Calgary Flames visit to the CTC. A homecoming for Mackenzie Weegar, and a whole lot more. Great game, great matchup. February 13th, take your date to the game. I'm sure she'll love that. Go see an all-Canadian matchup out in Canada, February 13th. Stay tuned on Twitter. We're going to be doing the giveaway on Twitter. Seems to be working well. Well, we'll do the giveaway on the show, but we'll enter the contest on Twitter. At Send Central is where you can follow the show there. You can also go back and relive last night's game with the postcast. Our boy at Lalime's Martian is all over it with Pilsy in the postcast last night. So plenty more content there. Tomorrow, we'll have a full game day preview against the Toronto Maple Leafs.
It feels like forever that these teams have played, Ross. Like, it's insane that there's, how many months is that? Not a math guy. 4 month gap? Like,
November? December? More than 3 months.
More than 3 months. Let's go with that. Crazy.
It was
that these two teams haven't played.
It's like October 18th. No, that was the home opener. So it was like October 13th because it was about a week before that. And now here we are, end of January. So certainly makes sense that it's about time they play against each other. I feel like they always save a game for St. Paddy's Day, and it's just the wildest atmosphere. And
which is awesome for me. Yeah, that's usually my birthday game that I either try to get tickets to or have some sort of event around that. So that's going to be a blast.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it'll be fun tomorrow. We'll see if we can catch up with Al's brother, Mikey DiStefano, from Locked On Leafs, Overdrive on TSN. If not, maybe we'll get him in the postcast or something after the game. But the Sens will be in Toronto. So both the first two games, Battle of Ontario, in Toronto this year. Hey, they'll talk about the Sens game at intermission. Kind of, on Sportsnet. Too many Sportsnet games, but that's a story for another day. But Pilsy, any final thoughts before we go about either this weekend, back-to-back, or anything else you want to get off your chest?
Final thoughts is, let's, like we're saying here, let's just hunt for those feel-good stories here. I mean, I want to win games up against the Leafs so we can see sad Leafs fans. I want all the Montreal Canadiens fans to beat the traffic. I want Kevin Mandelacy to get his first NHL start up against the Montreal team, a Quebec native. I want Ridly Gregg to keep lighting it up. I want his first goal to be assisted by Claude Giroux and Jake Sanderson as the secondary assist there. Like, let's just have some good stories here.
You know what we need? We need a Tim Stützle goal assisted by Jake Sanderson and Ridly Gregg in that order. Like the order that got drafted, we need to get that as three 2020 first round picks all in the same lineup. Great, great story there. I'm with you. Put the tank on pause. Any fans who are really trying to, you know, lose games right now, I can't deal with the losing. It's enough is enough is enough. But when you're playing Montreal, when you're playing Toronto, if they get pumped by Toronto tomorrow, I might have to stay offline for a day or two.
Yeah, especially if Matt Murray does well. Yeah, I think.
Do you think Matt Murray plays tomorrow?
Maybe. We saw from Mikey DiStefano, who you just referenced, he posted that Murdog, that's what they're calling him, Murdog, was working on his high glove after practice just a couple days ago. So,
was he actually saying that? That's so funny. Ilya Samsonov has played at least the last three.
No, they're giving Murray that start. I guarantee you. And there's going to be money on the board because he missed the last one. Remember?
Yeah.
It was a classic Matt Murray situation. We're all stoked for the start. And what was it? The day before, or maybe even the morning of, he tweaks something and he's out. So he's had this one on his calendar for a while, I bet, Ross.
I don't know, man. He hasn't played in five games. The last time he played, he had a 500 save percentage, 4 goals on 8 shots. So we'll see, because that means that we're at the Matt Murray part in the cycle where he looks like a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, wait, here's the question. Do the Leafs play a back-to-back? No, probably not. Well, maybe.
No, they don't. They are they are home. They're on a 5-game homestand right now, and Ottawa's the middle game. Then they play Monday against Washington.
Okay.
And then they have 3 days off, and then Boston. And then they've got their break. So I don't want to pull the graphic out. I think the graphic's dead, right? The graphic's dead?
Why is it dead?
Didn't they beat a former senator?
I mean, they might have done that once, yes. But the graphic still holds true for the most part.
That's sad. Who did they beat recently? It wasn't... wasn't Hellberg. They lost to Hellberg.
Yeah.
Did Craig Anderson play on New Year's Day? He did. Yes.
Yes.
He still played very well. He still had 938 save percentage.
But, yeah, exactly.
I don't want to make the graphic again. I've run out of room and Matt Murray isn't on it yet.
Well, we'll only pull up the graphic if Matt Murray's results reflect that graphic. How about that?
Final thoughts. I want Ilya Samsonov tomorrow. Please.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
We'll be back with a full update on that. Oh, here we go. Look at footy. Perfect timing. Perfect timing for the end of the show.
Footy.
The Ottawa Senators have recalled goaltender Kevin Mandelazzi from the Belleville Senators. David Foote adding the insight. Of course, Footy, our guy with the Belleville Sens, play-by-play voice. Quote, while Mad Sogard is on the trip, Logan Fladell is technically the only healthy option in net tomorrow for Springfield. Troy Mann quipped last night that Justin Peters would be spending the bus ride hunting the wire for another Tendy. So they're going to be looking to add another PTO goalie in Belleville. But Mad Sogard is on the current road trip, which hopefully means he's day-to-day. But Mando is up with the Ottawa Senators. No surprise, but it is good that we get that note in the show before we sign off. All right. Interesting times tomorrow, and it will be interesting tomorrow morning to see what happens at the morning skate. We'll have an update for you then. But for today, we say goodbye. For Brandon Piller, I'm Ross Levitan, and this has been the Locked On Senators Podcast, your team every day.